I'm sat here with Richard Jones, Irish Head of Policy and Public Affairs, talking about the ISO 45001 meeting in Trinidad from January the 19th to the 24th. So, Richard, just want to explain a little bit about why this is actually important.
Hi, Marcus. Well, this is important because it has the potential to raise health and safety standards worldwide. I mean, globalisation and extended supply chains mean that it's more important than ever that we protect workers wherever they are in the world. And we mustn't forget there are around 2.3 million people worldwide who are killed each year from injuries and illness. So, you know, we need to take some action to improve this.
And IOSHA are actually hosting this event. So I just want to tell a bit about why IOSHA are actually involved in it.
Yeah, sure. This is a really exciting opportunity for IOSH. We're a global organisation. We have members in over 100 countries worldwide. So we're delighted to have what's called a Category A liaison status with ISO, which means that we can maximise our opportunities to contribute. So hosting an important event like this, you know, an international meeting of this nature, is just one example of this. And I think it also gives us three added benefits. One, it helps us to raise our profile with many of the national standards bodies around the world. We've involved our Caribbean branch, so they've been involved with this, and we're providing them with a free CPD event during this time. And it also gives IOSH the opportunity to work with the Trinidad and Tobago Bureau of Standards, which is their national standards body.
And what do you expect the main outcomes actually going to be from the event?
Well, the meeting itself will help to progress the work on ISO 45001. And importantly, it'll build international consensus that's very much needed. The outcome should mean that it can move to what's called a draft international standard stage, which effectively means that IOSH members will get another opportunity to comment on this draft in a month or so's time. Now, when that time comes, we'll be promoting that through the IOSH website on iosh.co.uk/condocs. So I'd like to take this opportunity to encourage or to urge members as much as possible who have an interest in this area to take a look at the standard and to comment on it and provide us with comments. So thank you very much to those who will do that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Richard.